Most of us are going to take prescription drugs at some point in our lives. Most of us will probably not understand why the drugs cost what they did. You've seen a bunch of news stories by now about drugs that had their prices hiked way up, sometimes beyond what the people who need them can afford to pay. The state of Oregon just took a bigger stake in the process with the introduction of the Prescription Drug Price Transparency Program. As the name implies, it's meant to give consumers at least some idea of when and why drug prices go up. Andrew Stolfi is the Oregon Insurance Commissioner and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange to explain how the whole program works. Commissioner Stolfi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning, Jeff. Glad to be with you.
So tell us about the genesis of the program. The legislature decided to make this move last year. Is that right?
That's correct. It all started with House Bill 4005 from the 28th legislative session. I understand you had Senator Dennis Linthicum from Klamath Falls on your show last year, talked about this a little bit. And the bill did a couple of really important things. First, it was a clear and strong bipartisan recognition that the high cost of prescription drugs really has a real life impact on many Oregonians. And that while prescription drug prices have been skyrocketing, as you said, over the last several years, we really don't have a sufficient understanding or at least a sufficient explanation as to why the prices are increasing the way they are. And so House Bill 4005 was an important step in helping to gain more of an understanding and an explanation. And as I said, it did a couple of things. The first thing is it did create a task force on the fair pricing of prescription drugs, which we'll be glad to talk about later. But it did create our new prescription drug reporting program within our department, the Department of Consumer and Business Services. And this program did really three main things. The first was around creating transparency around drug manufacturers and price increases. And it's doing this by requiring manufacturers to report to us a whole number of things in a couple instances, you know, things such as their research and development costs, their marketing costs, sales revenue, information on prices of these drugs in other countries and net profits in two instances. One is when there's a new drug that they introduce that has a price of $670 or more, which many drugs do. And the second is when an existing drug that costs more than $100 for a 30-day supply has a price increase over 10% over 1 year. The second main thing it does is require health insurers to report information to us on the top 25 drugs for various categories. And third, and very importantly, it creates a mechanism for consumers to report the price increases that they're seeing to us. And there's a number of ways in which consumers can do that.
All right. So it's not just the companies putting information in, it's consumers as well contributing.
That's absolutely right, and that's a really important part of the program for a couple reasons. And consumers can report this information to us, I said, in a couple ways. We launched a website, and that's on, you can get to that through our homepage, which is dfr.oregon.gov. There's also an email where people can send to us price increases they're seeing. That's rx.prices@oregon.gov, and we even have a toll-free number that folks can call into and report drug prices they're seeing. It's 833-210-4560. And it'll be important for us to get this information for a couple of reasons. One, you know, manufacturers are required to report to us price increases from year to year. And in order, you know, if we get information from consumers, it'll be an important way for us to check whether or not the information that manufacturers are reporting is complete and accurate. And we also have to provide each year, by December each year, a report to the legislature outlining issues and problems that we're seeing, recommendations that we might have about how to further increase transparency or further work on controlling drug prices, and information that we get from consumers who are, you know, seeing the impacts of drug price increases daily will be important information to make sure all the policymakers are aware of.
So a whole lot of facets, obviously, to the Prescription Drug Price Transparency Program. We're talking to Andrew Stolfi, the Oregon Insurance Commissioner here on the Jefferson Exchange, about the Prescription Drug Price Transparency Program, which does not exactly roll off the tongue, we find. You can join us and ask your questions or make some comments to the Commissioner at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. And let me repeat the contact information for the program itself, too. That was rx.prices@oregon.gov?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number was 833-210-4560. I guess, Commissioner, one of the things that people want to know is, are there any actual price controls in the program? Is this simply transparency?
So the program is our starting point of transparency. So the program itself won't have any direct impact on consumers, the prices that consumers are paying for drugs. What we're trying to do is create some knowledge about all the different impacts that are going into price increases, so that policymakers, legislators, we can all be a little better informed about the next steps that we can take to actually impact rising drug costs.
Are there any prescription drugs that would not be included because they don't cost very much, or they're not very common, or some other reason that would shield them from the transparency requirements?
There could be, Jeff. So there's two triggers for the reporting requirements from manufacturers. The first is for new drugs, they're coming in at a price of $670 or more. And the second is an existing drug that costs $100 or more for a course of treatment or a 30-day supply. And I think, your listeners probably know a lot of drugs cost quite a bit more than those amounts. And those amounts, by the way, those aren't necessarily the amounts that a consumer is paying at the pharmacy for the drugs that they're getting. Those are the WAC or list prices, the wholesale acquisition cost of those drugs. So that's the first price that a manufacturer sets for the drug, before it leaves their factory.
All right. I want to be clear that when you said WAC, that is the wholesale acquisition cost.
That's correct.
All right. We're not saying the system's WAC or anything like that. So the first trigger you talked about, though, was $670, as in $670 per dose?
It's $670 for a one-month supply, a 30-day supply.
Okay.
Or a course of treatment if it's, it's an injection that person only has to get one time.
Okay. So it seems like this doesn't leave anything out, like most prescription drugs would trigger one of those.
We believe most will, and as the information starts to come in, and on that I can talk a little bit more, but as the information starts to come in, we'll get a better idea about this. And as far as the timing of it, so the program, we really kicked things off a couple weeks ago in March, and that's when manufacturers have to first start reporting about new drugs that cost over the $670 threshold. By July 1 of this year, manufacturers will have to start reporting to us about existing drugs whose prices have gone up 10% or more.
All right. So the reporting requirements began on March 15th, but it sounds like it's a longer run-up to actually have the requirements click into effect?
That's right, Jeff. And this is the first year that the program's getting up, and the legislature gave us a little time to get things running. Starting next year, the manufacturer's reports to us about existing drug price increases have to start coming in March. And then what we're going to do, we'll start doing this year, and we're going to do this every year. As soon as we get these reports from manufacturers, whether it's on a new drug or an existing drug, we're going to go through a process to get as quickly as much of that information that comes in out into the public domain on our website. We're not going to wait until, the end of the year or do this on a quarterly basis. We're going to go through it. And there'll be a lengthy analysis of each of the reports that come in around trade secrets and information that the manufacturers may be requesting not to be put out into the public domain. We'll take a really keen eye to that. with the goal of putting out as much of the information as possible.
Andrew Stolfi, a couple of other states have done this, California among them. Were you able to make use of some of the features of their programs or incorporate technologies they'd used or anything to make it a little easier for Oregon to get its prescription drug price transparency program launched?
Absolutely. And you know, California passed a bill, I believe it was 2 years ago, similar to ours, and it was actually challenged in the courts there. And we used that as a guide. Our legislature, you know, took some keen interest in that, and we won because of the legal challenge to the California program. We were very careful in designing our program to withstand any potential litigation, and thankfully, we haven't been sued yet over the program.
You said yet, though.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And, you know, we also learned from, you know, what was in the California program, and I think ours goes was a bit further. In the information that has to be reported by manufacturers, and then, you know, maybe goes a step further in seeking to put as much of the information into the public domain as possible. And I know, for example, the California program requires manufacturers to report, you know, the reasons for a drug price increase, just as ours do. I think we've got a little bit more detail in what we're requiring manufacturers to report. And the California program allows a manufacturer to only report to the state information that's already in the public domain, whereas we're requiring manufacturers to report, you know, everything in response to all of our questions, and then we'll make a decision based on what might be a trade secret or not. What to put out into the public domain.
All right. Many more questions about trade secrets. We are talking to Andrew Stolfi, the Oregon Insurance Commissioner here on the Jefferson Exchange, about the Prescription Drug Price Transparency Program in operation since the middle of this month. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions about where to go to find information about prescription drug pricing and the moves that it makes. Join us at 800-838-3760 with your phone calls. Send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So once everything is fully up to speed, Commissioner, I mean, can you give us an example? Would a consumer be able to look up a drug they just got prescribed, for example, and see what other people are paying for it, the information about the company and what it costs for that drug in other countries, for example?
They will, Jeff, and it won't necessarily be a you know, a live in the moment what the drug's costing, you know, system. But what consumers will be able to look at on our website are for any of the reports that are submitted. What the drug is, a description of the drug, an outline of what the list price was a year ago and was at the end of the year, and what the difference or increase in that price is, and then, you know, information about you know, both data and a narrative explanation from the manufacturer over why that drug has increased. I mentioned a couple things such as the, you know, R&D costs, research and development costs that went into that, marketing costs, sales revenue, net profit, you know, and we're hoping that there'll be, you know, quite a descriptive narrative and a real explanation as to why a drug price might have increased, you know, double digits when in many instances there's no change to the formula, you know, there's no shortage of ingredients to go into the drug. And we really want to get a better understanding of what's driving the cost increase in the absence of things such as that.
So it is possible, certainly, for the drug companies to begin taking part. Have they done so thus far?
We haven't received any reports yet. We're in the process of registering companies, which has been quite a process. There's, I think, 900 drug manufacturers who are potentially eligible to register and give us information. So we're going through, we had to create a system for them to register with us, a whole IT system as well, to receive reports from them, as well as, you know, a new website for consumers to access and submit information on drug prices that they're seeing as well.
So a lot of IT work going on in here, certainly. But I imagine then you probably had to staff up as well to run the price transparency program.
We have. We're very grateful that the legislature authorized us to hire a couple staff. We've got two folks in place already, a kind of a leader of the program We have our administrative support, and we're in the final steps of hiring a research assistant as well to really help us get up and running and better understand all the information that's coming in and then put it into a form that the public can easily understand it.
All right, a lot of information coming in from a couple of directions. You've got certainly the drug companies involved in this, certainly we hope, and then consumers reporting what they have seen happen with their own issues with drug prices. Certainly incentives then for businesses to take part. What kinds of hammers does the state have, if any, to enforce compliance if the drug companies decide, you know what, we don't want to play with you, Oregon?
Well, there are fines that are in the statute, and we did some rulemaking as well to kind of flush this out. So if a drug company fails to register, if a drug company fails to report to us, or if a drug company fails to answer any follow-up questions or be, you know, completely open and honest with us, we do have the ability to enter fines, I believe up to $10,000 per day. And through rulemaking, we modified that a bit to make it kind of a progressive fining structure where, you know, depending on the type of violation or the type of offense, there's, you know, different amounts of per day fines that increase as the lack of compliance goes on. So we definitely do have the ability and certainly have a willingness to make sure that manufacturers are following through.
And you mentioned, Commissioner, the issue of trade secrets. They can withhold some information about why they increased drugs based on or the price of drugs based on trade secrets. It seems like that could be a rather largely encompassing term.
That's quite true. And in getting this program up and running, I'll admit that a lot of the conversations with the manufacturers have been around trade secrets and around their assertions that probably most of the information that they'll be submitting is a trade secret. We've worked and are working very closely with the Department of Justice, our attorneys, to have in place a framework where we'll have the legal expertise that we'll need to review any assertions, because that's what they'll be when the reports are filed. It'll be an assertion by the manufacturer that information is a trade secret. We'll have our lawyers ready to start reviewing that and go through a process. And the rulemaking that we did put into place a very robust kind of back and forth process in order to resolve and come to a decision about whether or not something is a trade secret. And again, our goal is to put into the public domain as much information as we can from these reports.
Just a few seconds left, Commissioner Stolfi. How are things going? I mean, you didn't have a great deal of time from the last legislature to this year to get the program set up, but are things going about as you expected with the Prescription Drug Price Transparency Program?
They are, Jeff. We're really lucky to already have a you know, great staff on board who's really devoted to this. And, you know, we've had the IT work, it can be quite overwhelming. But again, you know, due to the importance of the program, we've had people just really throw themselves into this, and I'm really proud of what we've been able to get up and going so far.
All right. The program available again at dfr.oregon.gov. You can also email information about drug prices to rx.prices@oregon.gov or make a phone call at 833-210-4560, 833-210-4560. This is Oregon's new Prescription Drug Price Transparency Program. Andrew Stolfi, the State Insurance Commissioner, thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.